Well, greetings and salutations, one and all. Back again as the SuperView shows mixed bag coming to you from many caves. As always, I'm joined by one of my esteemed panelists and panelists tonight, Vinny. How are you doing, my friend?
Howdy, everybody. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everyone. Hopefully you're having a wonderful holiday season. Today is we're recording this on Tuesday, December 9th, because I have unfortunately have something coming up tomorrow on Wednesday. We had to do the show tonight, but that's okay. Anyways, we have a very fun topic here. Just a friendly reminder of the We the Best podcast.
We are.
We sure are. So Vinny and I were discussing before our show tonight, but a couple hours ago, we said, well, what should we do? What should we do for our show tonight? Well, we should definitely do something Christmassy because it's the holiday season. And then I thought to myself, you know what, Vinny, what's something we don't like about the holiday season? Like, do we not like
There's definitely stuff that we all don't like about it.
Do we not like getting together with our family and friends? Or like, there's always that one uncle that bothers you type of situation. So anyways, we're getting into all of our stuff, our small list of things that we don't enjoy about the holiday season whatsoever. And unfortunately, until like December 22nd, 23rd, it happens. So put it that way. Anyways, Vinny, why don't you go first with our topic tonight? What are some things that you
I love the holidays. I'll say this much.
Sure.
I'm going to say this much. One thing I hate about the holidays, mm-hmm. and I mean this, who thaws out there at this time of year?
What's that?
A certain Mariah Carey. Oh, a no. certain song that strikes fear into the heart of every retail employee, regardless of where you work.
It's true.
Ladies and gentlemen, all I want for Christmas is I never want to hear all I want for Christmas is you again.
Yes.
Mariah Carey wrote this song. I don't know what eldritch horror she did to make it so prevalent, what dark arts she did, but they had to have been dark because this make it go away, simply put. I never want to hear this song again, ever. I'm not joking. I hate Mariah Carey solely based on this song. It has destroyed any semblance of respect I have for her. I know it's her business. It's a business, but stop playing it, radio. Stop playing it literally every holiday thing ever. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on this one.
Yeah, I don't ever want to hear the song again. I don't want to hear it in any form. Not this form. Not any covers of it. Not even genre versions of it. I have a rock or metal version that exists. Don't send it to me.
Nope.
Because I think one does, and I don't want to hear it. So make it go away.
And as great as Michael Bublé is, not even his version is like... I agree with you 100% on this, buddy boy. I cannot stand this song. It's like the moment you hear this opening notes, you're like, oh no, here it comes.
It's coming.
It's coming.
It's oddly enough, my least favorite Christmas song, Santa Baby, which I'll get into that a little later.
Yeah. Yeah,
we got
a lot of stuff to talk about tonight about this.
We sure do.
Wow, the way to kick us all off. I actually have to agree with you on this, completely on this. This is just, it's funny. For those of you who have Spotify streaming and stuff, if you go on Spotify streaming, the song has over 2 billion, with a B, streams of All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. I kid you not.
And there are probably bands who have entire discographies that haven't hit that. Most bands.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that Mariah Carey is making a lot of money off that alone. she wrote it too, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah.
She wrote that?
I think she did. I want to say.
I'm kind of surprised she was a songwriter. Oh man, I have something else to hate about the song that she actually wrote it.
Oh no, she wrote it, but it says written by. She produced it and wrote and produced the song with Walter Isenoff. So yeah, they produced it and wrote it together.
Mariah Carey, why? Make it go away.
Literally make it go away. It's become so repetitive, it's not even funny.
It makes you want to throw my radio out a window, and I don't even need to listen to the radio.
Same here. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So, no, this is a great way to start off what we don't like about the holiday season. I'm going to just piggyback off you just in general for a sec, my friend.
Okay.
But I'll jump over to my quote unquote pick or picks. But Christmas music is just, I'm just lumping it kind of all together. Like there's some I really do enjoy, but the vast majority of it, a part of me is just like, oh my God. What kills me the most, Vinny, is when radio stations November 1st start playing Christmas music. Guys, it's really not that. Just start playing like November 15th.
I mean, the first half, not going to lie, I love Christmas music.
No,
I love to torment my old manager with Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Bruce Springsteen as early in November as I can, and I couldn't this year.
I'm sorry, Vinny. They're there. But yeah. No, this is I'm not trying to lump it together, but when I just say that, like, the fact that you just make such a transition from Halloween into November 1st like that, it's so jarring. You're like, what, Halloween was yesterday?
I do agree to an extent, though, and I completely skip over Thanksgiving, which breaks my heart.
I know. Thanksgiving's a really underappreciated holiday, not going to lie. Thanksgiving's a really underappreciated holiday. I'm just putting that out there for our American listeners.
Then again, I mean, there is good Christmas music. You really have to look.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's really
I've been told of a theory that any Christmas album, there should be no more Christmas albums after year 2000.
I agree with that.
Artists need to stop making them, but they're not going to.
No.
The theory also brings up one glaring omission.
What's that?
There's an immortal Christmas album released in 2009 by a Mr. Robert Zimmerman. Bob Dylan himself made one of the greatest Christmas albums ever in 2009.
I heard it.
It is so insane. Go listen to it. Christmas from the Heart. If they didn't make Christmas albums, where would that be? It wouldn't exist, and it'd be so sad.
Fair point. I've actually heard that Bob Dylan Christmas album. It's actually not that bad.
Absolute classic of the genre.
It really is. It's got a lot.
I love it so much.
The polka must be Santa.
Santa Claus.
Exactly. So, yeah. No, but that's pretty funny right there too.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So, but it's less about the music. It's just more about like the transition from Halloween to Christmas is like just so jarring sometimes. Like,
it really is jarring. I agree.
Like, really, guys, can we just stop? Can we play it like on November 10th or November 15th?
Just maybe November 12th, after Veterans Day.
That more people should listen to Vinny on that one.
I really know. Should.
So, but yeah, no, that's definitely something. So, anyways, what about you, Vinny?
I think this is the other major one I can think of.
Yeah.
So when it comes to holidays, we all get gifts for people and write cards and all that fancy stuff.
Yeah.
One of the things I absolutely cannot stand about the holidays, and this is more on my end.
Okay.
The insane amount of debt I go into trying to give a thoughtful gift. I mean, it's not as bad as you expect. It's not good though.
No.
How do they accept? If I want to give a good gift, which everybody knows, a lot of people know, I give a good gift.
You do.
How do I do it? The secret is basically bankrupting myself. Close to, not completely. It takes effort for me to get this stuff done. I have to prepare throughout the year. And yeah. My list goes up and up every year. And thank God it's going down this year, which is actually a good thing.
That's good.
I have my group friend group, my family, Secret Santa, my job. That's really about it. So,
and
I don't have to buy as many people, which is good.
That's good.
But still, I mean, I can't afford to give everybody the greatest gifts ever, and I want it to do so.
To be fair, Vinny does give out great gifts. For those of you who don't know him personally, please flood his inbox on his Facebook feed or whatever. He is a great gift giver. He is such a great guy.
Aw. Just don't actually do that. He's joking because I really...
Don't find him. Don't find him. We're kidding.
Please don't find me.
We like throwing anonymous for a reason. No, Vinny did give me like an autographed Chicago vinyl by the three original members that are of the band. That was great too. I appreciate you doing that.
Aw. I know you're gonna like your gift this year.
Oh boy. I can't wait. So
yeah,
but yeah,
it sounds big. One of the things is here. I'm waiting on two of the others, but it'll be handled.
All right, I'm working on yours. So I'm trying to figure out what to get you. So
don't mind. Yeah, I usually have gift cards. I'm not picky.
Okay, gotcha. I will figure something out. I'll get something.
Yeah, you don't need to worry too much. Gift cards are definitely preferable, but don't worry too much.
Okay. You're gonna laugh at me. I have to agree with you on this. But going to debt to holiday season, we do all this work to get a gift to buy someone, our friends or family or special gift. Like, I remember one year I got my entire family, including my cousins, not my aunts and uncles because they're adults, but like all my cousins my age, like and my sister, Christmas gifts for that year, and I literally went. It into serious brokerage. I was so broke after doing it. I was like, damn, I want to get really good gifts. I got jerseys and stuff.
I do the same thing. I mean, I'm thankfully I'm trying to be somewhat careful. I've got to be careful at this holiday season, but I'll try to make it work.
Yeah.
And then at least I'm employed. If I was unemployed and then I would not be getting anybody gifts, but thankfully I have a job. So
yeah. Thankfully, I have a job.
I have the ability to share the wealth to an extent, in quotes.
Yes. There you go. See?
But it's still not ideal.
No. So, but Christmas debt, Christmas music. What else do you have, my friend?
Oh, I think I have one more.
Yeah. What do you got?
I know people, I love the Thanksgiving Day parade, but I missed the Pac-Man balloon and I was devastated by that.
The Pac-Man balloon for the...
Yeah, the Christmas Day Parade. That's not actually my pick. I'm just devastated I missed it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But here's my actual third one. And I think this might be it's probably the last one I can think of. Yeah. I love to go... Here's the thing. I love to go down to the city and see the tree.
Okay.
Here's the problem with that. Getting to the tree in Rockefeller Center in New York City around this time of year... Especially when I usually do a right before Christmas. Don't do that. Don't go like the weekend before Christmas. You won't even be able to walk. I learned that last year. Not happening again. This year, I mean, I'm going to know I have to do something down there the weekend after Christmas. So maybe I'll see the tree then. Hopefully it won't be as crowded.
Yeah.
I love seeing the Rockefeller Center tree. It's always so nice and get to take photos of it and everything. I enjoy doing that yearly. I've been doing that for a few years I didn't, but last year, year before that. Yeah. I think in 2021, a lot of times with my family, I mean, it's also expensive down the city to make that work, but I want to see the tree, so hopefully I can. And I will going to. I always do.
Yeah, fingers crossed, bud.
Yeah. I already know I am the 28th because I have things I have to do down there, but I have to see. I'm definitely not going down to get down there before Christmas because of work, but the 28th, I'm definitely going to try.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to agree with you. Going down, I've been to the tree once, and I think it was 2019. Mm. And, I have to. It was so packed, and actually, this one guy proposed to his girlfriend down there too. They actually were like, underneath the tree. Yeah, she said yes too. It was like, yeah. Everyone freaked out about it. It was good, but I remember that. Everyone made like a clear circle, and she's like, she said yes. It was so funny.
That's awesome. So nice.
Good for them. But yeah, that was pretty cool on their end. You're right, though. I mean, I'm tying the two together, like with the tree, and also because we live in New York. I'm not telling you where we are, but like we live in New York, and you know, the tree is one thing, of course, but also just, I think the holiday, how busy we get during the holiday season, too. Like,
I agree on that front, it gets busy down there,
and like you know, in general, like the as a whole thing, like buying the gifts, buying food, buying. You know, gifts, like doing all the shopping, and it adds up a lot of time and effort and money too, all together.
Yeah,
it's a lot of work,
and it gets so crowded. It's you literally gotta go around. If you want to go see the tree, Don't do it when people are there. Don't even bother. You're not going to get anywhere near it.
No, let it go in like January.
I don't know when they take it down in January. Go like way before, like so early in December, yeah, or some point in before it goes down.
Yeah,
I'm seeing it on the 28th. Hopefully, I hope I have the time to do so. But yeah,
good.
As you should. I'm not going to miss it if I don't go.
No, you should be fine.
I usually like to go the weekend before Christmas. It's not worth it.
No, like especially like this time. Like we're recording this on December 9th. Can you imagine how packed it is right now?
So. I don't even want to think about how crowded it is in this cold and in this.
Oh my god!
The tree was just lit not that long ago, wasn't it?
A couple days ago.
Yeah,
it's a freezing cold, dude. Not gonna lie.
I also don't like the New Year's Eve programming they have, like on TV.
Oh yeah.
Like why? Why do they even bother?
What, for New Year's Eve or for Christmas?
New Year's Eve. All the New Year's Eve like things. Watching a ball drop is one thing.
Like they close down
Times Square on TV, and even then, it's not that fun. In person, don't ever bother. You will suffer immensely if you do.
I know someone who actually
not fun.
There. I know someone
never done it. Don't plan on it. And nothing like that.
Yeah.
Who cares about a lot of the people on? I mean, they have one good act on it. Rick Springfield is going to be performing at the New Year's Eve thingies. That's the one good act I've seen, which is insane.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I just would never go to the city for it. I don't know. I don't even go to the city on New Year's Eve. You know, Fish performs every New Year's Eve. I wouldn't do that.
I've only done one thing on New Year's Eve, and that's see Billy Joel and the UBS Arena. 2023.
UBS is nice arena. I remember it was there in July, not half bad.
It's pretty good. It's a good venue.
I liked it.
So, but no, I agree with you. Like, it's just, I think we're getting to the point where we're redundant on this episode. But I agree with you though. It's definitely, yeah, man.
It's just too much. It's all too much.
There's a lot of things we like about the holiday season. We like family, friends.
Yeah,
seeing them, having a good time. But there's a lot of things we don't like about the holiday season, and this is pretty much a lot of them.
Yeah,
or the bulk of them, I should say. So,
the logistics are never the fun part. Everything else is.
Yes, absolutely. So, anything else, Vinny? I think we're good, right?
I don't have anything else.
I'm good too. I guess that's it for us. And the wise words of your favorite band. There's nothing left to say now. I'm sorry, I had to.
What song? Who sang that?
Imagine Dragons. I'm sorry. He's like, goodbye. No, in all seriousness, guys, we want to thank you for watching, listening, having enjoyed tonight. That's our show. Very quick night tonight because there's just things we don't like about the holiday season.
Yeah.
And like, aside from all the glorious and the fun, there's a lot of things that are not that fun, truthfully. So anyways, I digress. We want to thank you for watching, listening, however you enjoyed us tonight. Thanks so much for tuning to our podcast as always. Plug for Bill. He's away tonight. But the Sports Insanity podcast, check them out. They're available on all platforms. They do postings on their YouTube channel, and they post things on podcast format as well. A lot of big stuff. Winter meetings are here for the MLB and hockey and basketball. And football is in full swing.
And football, don't forget football.
Yes, sir. But for all of us here at the Super Show, and don't forget to follow us on our Facebook and Instagram pages, simply at the Super Show as well. And but for all of us here at the Super Show, guys, please stay safe, take care, and
be awesome.